Saturday, October 3rd, 2020. Opening call to praise and prayer. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace, and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning Canticle. Come, let us sing to the Holy One.
Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving.
And raise a loud shout with psalms.
For you, O God, are a great God.
You are great above all gods.
In your hand are the caverns of the earth.
And the heights of the hills are yours also.
The sea is yours, for you made it.
And your hands have molded the dry land.
Come, let us bow down and bend the knee.
And kneel before God, our Maker.
For you are our God.
And we are the people of your pasture.
And the sheep of your hand.
Oh, that today we would hearken to your voice.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. New every morning is your love, great God of light, and all day long you are working for good in the world. Stir up in us desire to serve you, to live peacefully with our neighbors, and to devote each day to your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Psalm 80, verses 7 through 15. Lord God, all powerful, make us strong again. Smile on us and save us. But if you smile on us, we will be saved. We were like a grapevine you brought out of Egypt. You chased other nations away and planted us here. Then you cleared the ground. And we put our roots deep, spreading over the land. Shade from this vine covered the mountains. Its branches climbed the mighty cedars and stretched to the sea. Its new growth reached to the river. O Lord, why have you torn down the wall from around the vineyard? You let everyone who walks by pick the grapes. Now the vine is gobbled down by pigs from the forest and other wild animals. God all-powerful, please do something. Look down from heaven and see what's happening to this vine. With your own hands, you planted its roots. And you raised it as your very own. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God now and forever. Amen. Lord God, all-powerful, make us strong again. Smile on us and save us.
The word today comes from John 7, 40 through 52. When the crowd heard Jesus say this, some of them said, "He must be the prophet." Others said, "He is the Messiah." Others even said, "Can the Messiah come from Galilee?" The scriptures say that the Messiah will come from the family of King David. Doesn't this mean that he will be born in David's homeland of Bethlehem? The people started taking sides against each other because of Jesus. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid a hand on him. When the temple police returned to the chief priest and Pharisees, they were asked, "Why didn't you bring Jesus here?" They answered, "No one has ever spoken like that man." Not one of the chief priests or the Pharisees has faith in him. And these people who don't know the law are under God's curse anyway. Nicodemus was there at the time. He was a member of the council and was the same one who had earlier come to see Jesus. He said, "Our law doesn't let us condemn people before we hear what they have to say. We cannot judge them before we know what they have done." Then they said, "Nicodemus, you must be from Galilee. Read the scriptures, and you will find that no prophet is to come from Galilee." Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced: deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Commemoration, Francis of Assisi, usually commemorated on October 4th. Praying before a crucifix in the crumbling church of San Damiano of Assisi, Francis heard the voice of the crucified Christ telling him, "Go and repair my house, which, as you see, is falling completely into ruin." Here is the prayer before the crucifix. Most high, glorious God, in light and the darkness of my heart, and give me, Lord, a correct faith, a certain hope, a perfect charity, sense and knowledge, so that I may carry out your holy and true command. Collect of the Day, Francis of Assisi. Gracious God, by the holy example of Francis of Assisi, you have drawn us more deeply into the mystery of your way with the world. Grant that as living members of the family of saints, we might be made perfect in love and join their ceaseless life of praise. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God from generation to generation.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Prayers for strength and confidence. Heavenly Father, giver of life and health, comfort and relieve your sick servants, and give your power of healing to those who minister to their needs, that those for whom our prayers are offered may be strengthened in their weakness and have confidence in thy loving care. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
For those who live alone, Almighty God, whose Son had nowhere to lay his head, grant that those who live alone may not be lonely in their solitude, but that, following in his steps, they may find fulfillment in loving you and their neighbors, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Collect of the Week. O God, You declare your almighty power chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Grant us the fullness of your grace, that we, running to obtain your promises, may become partakers of your heavenly treasure. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Prayer attributed to Francis of Assisi. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
Join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Concluding prayer. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may abound in hope. Amen.
Amen.